Hello, Brevet. How are you today? Ready to talk a little bit more about good news and bad news? Today we're going to focus on learning new ways, different ways of expressing similar ideas. So let's just hope that we have more good news than bad news and get started with our sentences. Shall we? Well, we start there with sentence number one. Sorry to bother you at this time. Let's take a chance here to remember that when we talk about time, the preposition we're going to use is at, right? So we're going to use at when we talk about time. So at this time, or even when I mention the time. So if I say I wake up at 7 a.m., I wake up at 7 a.m. because I'm mentioning the time, right? Or I could say, she arrived home at 4 p.m. So she arrived home at 4 p.m. I'm mentioning the time, so at 4 p.m. All right, so when we talk about time, a specific time, I'm going to use at. So at this time, at 7 a.m., at 4 p.m., and so on. All right, sorry to call you so late. No problems here. I know it's late, but I need to talk to you. Let's take the chance here once again to practice the pronunciation of need to talk. We're going to link all of those words. So need to talk to you. Okay? I'm sorry if it's too late, but I have to ask you something. So here we have four different ways of expressing an apology, of apologizing for calling or bothering someone late at night. Sorry to bother you at this time. Sorry to call you so late. I know it's late, but I need to talk to you. I'm sorry if it's too late, but I have to ask you something. Okay? Next page. I was hoping the report would be released soon. Let's practice here the pronunciation of the word released. Okay, there is a long E sound right in the middle of the word. So released. And notice also the pronunciation of the ED in the end, released. We don't really pronounce the letter E. Right? So released soon. The report would be released soon. I was hoping the report would be released soon. All right? I expected the report to be released early. Also, an interesting word to practice here is the word expected, because we have all these sounds in the middle, right? Expected the report. I expected the report to be released early. Okay? I was hoping you would release the report earlier. No secrets there. I didn't expect the report to be released so soon. Also, no problems here. So let's move on. Is it about the infrastructure proposal? Two things I want to draw your attention to here. First of them is the pronunciation of is it about, which we're gonna link and say like is it about. So everything together, is it about infrastructure proposal? And also this long word, infrastructure. And we have, once again, many R's there. So infrastructure proposal. Is it about infrastructure proposal? All right. Is this about the request I sent you? Is that message about this project report? Here, Let's just pay attention to the pronunciation of the word project, okay? Project, an open O, project, right? So project, project, project. Is that message about this project report, okay? Is it regarding the product documentation? Is it regarding the product documentation? I've already said this word a few times here in our classes, but we never stop to actually look at it. The word regard. The word regard normally means to refer to or to concern. So in our case here, we have, is it regarding the product documentation? So is it concerning the product documentation? Is it about, is it referring to the product documentation, right? So I could say, for instance, this email regards that new project. So this email regards that new project. This email concerns, this email refers to that new project, right? But regard also has a different meaning. Regard can also mean to think or consider something or someone in a particular way. So if I say, I regard my manager as a genius, what I'm saying is that I think of my manager, I consider my manager a genius. All right, so we are normally gonna see the verb regard. Let me highlight that here, the verb regard. We're normally gonna see regard in our classes here, especially as referred to or concern, but it can also mean think or consider something in a particular way. All right, moving forward. I'm afraid so. We've already talked about this in our previous class, right? We use I'm afraid so to express an affirmative answer, even though you regret that situation, right? And we normally hear it in informal contexts as just afraid so, right? So I'm afraid so, okay? I'm sorry, but that's true. I'm sorry, but that's true. So you're basically telling the person something very direct, right? And then apologizing for being so direct. That's right. Sorry about that. That's right. Sorry about that. Here again, we have that sorry about, right? So let's not forget that. Unfortunately, that's the case. Let's take the chance here to practice the pronunciation of this very long word. The word unfortunately. Unfortunately, unfortunately. Notice how the stressed syllable is the four. Unfortunately, unfortunately. And also, we don't really pronounce the E. So it's basically something like unfortunately. Something like that, right? Unfortunately, unfortunately, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that's the case. Okay, moving on. The number you asked for is not possible at the moment. The number you asked for is not possible at the moment. No secrets here. The amount they requested is not visible right now. The amount they requested is not visible right now. Notice here that we have a different word to express quantity. We had the word number in our sentence number 5, and now we have the word amount in our sentence number 5.1. Number and amount are two words used to express, to talk about quantity. But when do I use number and when do I use amount? Louis is going to tell us.
The difference between number and amount is actually quite simple. The standard grammar rule says that you use number with countable nouns and amount with uncountable nouns. So, for example, you can say that you have a great number of tasks to do, or maybe that you have a number of issues that need to be solved. That's because both task and issue are countable nouns. However, still according to standard rules, you could say that you need a huge amount of money to invest in a project, or that the amount of coffee you've been drinking lately can't be good for your health. But that's according to a rule that seems to be a little bit controversial. Maybe that distinction would be essential while writing a formal text or a grammar test, but in practice, things are a bit different. In everyday speech and informal texts, it is quite common to see amount being used to talk about countable nouns as well. So you could see someone talking about the amount of people at a meeting, even though people is a countable noun. You will sometimes see that there's a number of rules that are not always followed in informal contexts. So, if you have any questions, let us know. Now, back to class.
Okay, after this great explanation, let's move on to our sentence 5.2. The budget we asked for is not available. The budget we asked for is not available. Notice how every time I use the word ask, expressing request, requesting something, I use the preposition or. So ask for means basically request. So when you are asking for something, you are requesting something. So if I say, she asked for a new computer. She asked for a new computer. She requested a new computer. Or they asked for a meeting with the manager. They asked for a meeting with the manager. They requested a meeting with the manager. So every time I use the verb ask as a synonym of request, I'm going to use the preposition for. So request, ask for. All right, moving on. He said they can't spare the resources right now. He said they can't spare the resources right now. No big secrets here. So let's move forward. The board of directors hasn't cleared the expense. The board of directors hasn't cleared the expense. We've talked about the word clear in our previous class and its many different uses, right? And we also talked about the pronunciation of board of directors, right? Which we're going to pronounce basically as borda. Board of directors. So the board of directors, the board of directors, the board of directors hasn't cleared the expense. Okay? Management didn't approve the budget. Management didn't approve the budget. No secrets there. The director said the costs are too high. The director said the costs are too high. The expenses weren't cleared by the manager. The expenses weren't cleared by the manager. Here we have, once again, a situation in which we have the letter N, then the apostrophe, and then the T. And as you already know, but it's always good to remember, when we have this kind of construction, in American English, we don't really pronounce the letter T. The letter T is silent, and my ending is a very short N sound. So Warren, Warren, Warren. The expenses weren't cleared by the manager. The expenses weren't cleared by the manager. The expenses weren't cleared by the manager. All right, moving forward. That's a shame. That's too bad. What a pity. How unfortunate. These are all ways to express that you feel regretful, that you feel sorry about something, right? Two things that are interesting to focus on here. One is the pronunciation of the expression, what a pity, because we're gonna link what a, right? What a, and pity, pity has this r sound, right? Pity, pity. So what a pity, what a pity, what a pity, what a pity, right? And also the pronunciation of the word unfortunate. We have just seen the word unfortunately, which is the adverb, and unfortunate is the adjective, right? So adjective, while unfortunately is the adverb. So unfortunate and unfortunately, unfortunate, unfortunate, how unfortunate, how unfortunate. Okay, moving forward. Can I submit another proposal? Can I submit another proposal? No big issues here. May I submit another request? May I submit another request? Let's just remember here that we can use both can or may to ask for permission, right? I can use both, but may is more educated, it's polite, and it's also more formal. All right, so can I submit another proposal is a little informal, while may I submit another request is very formal, okay? Can we try submitting another proposal? Can we try submitting another proposal? I've already told you about a few verbs that require gerund when followed by another verb, right? The verb try, as you can see here in our example, can be followed by another verb in the gerund. So I could say try submitting, but I can also use the infinitive. So I could say try to submit, and both options are okay. They're both accepted. They're both all right. So can we try submitting another proposal, or can we try to submit another proposal? Both are correct, okay? Should we send them another request? Should we send them another request? No big issues here, so moving forward. Maybe we can manage to trim a few costs. Maybe we can manage to trim a few costs. We have an interesting verb here, which is the verb to trim, which is a synonym of cut. All right, so maybe we can manage to trim a few costs. Maybe we can manage to cut a few costs, okay? Perhaps we could try lowering our costs. Perhaps we could try lowering our costs. Here, once again, we have the verb try followed by a verb in the gerund, but I could say perhaps we could try to lower our costs. No problems there. But let's practice here for a while the pronunciation of this word here. Lowering, lowering, lowering. Lowering comes from the verb to lower, right? So to decrease, to lower. So lowering our costs, lowering, lowering, lowering our costs. Try lowering our costs. Perhaps we could try lowering our costs, okay? Maybe we can reduce our expenses. Maybe we can reduce our expenses. Notice here how we pronounce the letter U in the middle of the word reduce. Reduce, reduce. Maybe we can reduce. Maybe we can reduce. Maybe we can reduce our expenses. Okay, so reduce, reduce, reduce. It might be possible to do this on a lower budget. It might be possible to do this on a lower budget. This is a very interesting expression that you're probably going to see a lot, which is on a budget. If you do something on a budget, it means that you have a limited budget, right? So if I say we are remodeling our house on a tight budget. So we're remodeling our house on a tight budget means that our limited budget is very small. So when I say it might be possible to do this on a lower budget, what I'm saying is that my budget limit has to be lower. Right? So on a lower budget with a smaller budget limit. Okay? Moving on. It's not going to be approved in time for next year. It's not going to be approved in time for next year. No secrets there. They're not going to greenlight the project this year. They're not going to greenlight a project this year. Another very interesting verb here is the verb greenlight. To greenlight means basically to approve, right? So when the light is green in traffic, what does that mean? It means that you are free to go, right? So you are free to go. You can move on, you can move forward. So they're not going to green light the project. They're not going to approve the project. You won't be free to go. You have to stay put. You have to wait, okay? We won't receive approval this month. We won't receive approval this month. No secrets there. She's not going to approve our project so soon. She's not going to approve our project so soon. Again, no secrets. So let's move on. I was half expecting it to be rejected on the first try. I was half expecting it to be rejected on the first try. First of all, we have an interesting use of the word half here, which could be replaced in a more informal context by kind of. So in the sentence, I was half expecting it to be rejected, I could say, I was kind of expecting it to be rejected. So half in our sentence here means kind of, which, as you already know, is pronounced kinda. All right, so I was kinda expecting it to be rejected, okay? And also notice how we have a different use of the word try here. We're using try as a noun and not as a verb. So on the first try, I'm using try as a noun. I could also say, for instance, I have to give this project one more try. I have to give this project one more try means that I have to try once more, right? I wasn't really expecting the proposal to be approved. I wasn't really expecting the proposal to be approved means basically the same thing as I was kind of half expecting it not to be approved, right? Not receiving approval on the first try is not very surprising. Not receiving approval on the first try is not very surprising. No secrets there. It's not unusual that your first project proposal was rejected. It's not unusual that your first project proposal was rejected. Let's take the chance here to work on the pronunciation of the word unusual, which once again has that U sound in the middle of the word. So unusual, unusual, unusual. It's not unusual. And also here we have that link between not and unusual, right? So we're gonna say them all together. Not unusual, not unusual, not unusual, not unusual, not unusual. It's not unusual, not unusual, not unusual. It's not unusual that your first project proposal was rejected. Okay, moving forward. The on-site personnel training program is good to go. The on-site personnel training program is good to go. Let's stop here for a while to talk about the difference in terms of pronunciation between the word personnel, which are the people that work in a company, right? The staff, and the word personal, okay? Notice that personnel has a strong nel sound, so personnel. While personal, the stressed syllable of personal is per, okay? So personnel and personal, personnel and personal, personnel, personal. Personnel, personal, personnel, personnel. Okay, so the on-site personnel training program is good to go. And also if I say good to go, I'm also saying that something is approved, right? So we have here today many different ways of saying that something was approved, right? The on-site personnel training program is good to go, so it is approved. Moving on. The personnel development program is approved. The personnel development program is approved. No secrets there. The committee has approved the onboarding seminar. The committee has approved the onboarding seminar. Two important things here. First, be very careful when you write the word committee because there is double M, double T, and double E, right? So two M's, two T's and two E's. Committee, committee. The committee has approved the onboarding seminar. That's a very interesting expression that we have there, the onboarding seminar, because it's a seminar that will be held for people who are starting their jobs. Okay, so seminar for people who are starting at the company. And where does this word onboarding come from? It comes from a ship, right? So when you enter a ship, when you go into a ship, you're going on board, right? So if you're going on board, you are entering a ship. So that's where it comes from. People who are starting at the company, they are arriving at the company for the first time. They are coming on board. So onboarding seminar. Very interesting expression we have there, right? The training program has been greenlit by upper management. The training program has been greenlit by upper management. Interesting here to notice that we have the past form of the verb to greenlight, which we saw some pages ago, right? So greenlight is the present, and the past is the greenlit. Okay, so past. All right, so the training program has been greenlit. The training program has been approved, as we saw some pages ago, right? We really needed this program to work. We really needed this program to work. No secrets there. This program was really necessary. This program was really necessary. Let's take the chance here to work on the pronunciation of the word necessary. Necessary, necessary. Notice how the stressed syllable, the strongest syllable is ne. Necessary, necessary, necessary. Okay, this program was really necessary. All right, this was a crucial development. This was a crucial development. The pronunciation of the word crucial is also interesting. Crucial, 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 crucial. This was a crucial development. This was a crucial development. This was a crucial development. All right, this program was essential for our company. This program was essential for our company. Also, let's practice here the pronunciation of essential. Essential, essential. This program was essential for our company. Okay, moving on. The board decided to put the project on high priority. The board decided to put the project on high priority. No big secrets here. Let's just take the chance once again to work on the pronunciation of the word priority, because it has those two R's in the middle. So priority, 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 on high priority, put the project on high priority. The board decided to put the project on high priority. Okay? The manager chose to set this as the team's highest priority. The manager chose to set this as the team's highest priority. This project was deemed crucial by the committee. This project was deemed crucial by the committee. Another interesting verb here, the verb to deem, which means basically to consider, right? So the project was deemed crucial. Notice here the pronunciation of the simple past of the verb deem, which is deemed, deemed, deemed. This project was deemed crucial by the committee. This project was deemed crucial by the committee. Okay? Management told us this was supposed to be a high priority task. Management told us this was supposed to be a high priority task. No issues there. So let's move on to our last page. If you have any questions, feel free to get in touch. If you have any questions, feel free to get in touch. If you need anything, let me know. If you need anything, let me know. Again, no secrets there. Let's just remember this expression here, to let someone know, which is to give news to this person, right? So let me know, let her know, let him know, let them know, and so on. So to give news to this person about something. Get in touch if there's anything I can do. Get in touch if there's anything I can do. No problems there. I'm here in case you need some assistance. I'm here in case you need some assistance. Here we have a very useful expression, which is in case, which means basically the same thing as if. So I'm here in case you need some assistance. I'm here if you need some assistance, right? So this is it for our business in focus today. Now, don't forget to do your memorization hack practice. We had a lot of pronunciation tips today, so don't forget to practice them as much as you can. And I'll see you in our 19th dialogue class. See you later, private.